is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. And then, if you get a chance, we'll continue what has been a week-long excursion into the Psychology Today article about the seven sins of the forced education system. I think we've been through four of them, maybe?
We're getting ready for number five.
Why is sins always associated with the number seven is what I want to know.
I don't know. Good question. But let's go back to your phone calls first and talk to Ryder, who is in New Hampshire, calling from, I think, Keene. Hello, Ryder.
Hi.
Hey. What's on your mind?
This afternoon, it looks like the U.S. moved against three big poker sites with fraud and illegal gambling charges. And this is pretty big news for the online gambling community. And I'm pretty concerned because a lot of people not only just do this for fun, some people in the U.S. do it for basically their main income, and they have a lot of money on these sites. And it looks like the U.S. is moving to, they're moving to arrest the founders of all three of them, and two of them are already in custody, apparently, and they're looking for one more.
Wow, that's scary.
And they've also seized the domain names of the ones they could get, and ultimatebet.com is one of the examples. And if you go there, it says this domain name has been seized by the FBI pursuant to blah, 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 blah. And that was one of the big sites.
Ryder, you're a big online gambling and just gambling fan in general. Now, are these sites that are renowned, do they have a reputation, or is there a chance that they were ripping people off?
Oh, they have a reputation with online gamblers, for sure. And now, I haven't gambled online for probably over a year at this point, but I do have a lot of experience with it.
But it's a good reputation, is what you're saying?
Like I said, they moved against the three biggest ones, and you don't get to be one of the three biggest poker sites by ripping people off.
Right, so they're going after the big boys because they've got the deep pockets, right? That's pretty much the idea. They're going to steal all their money and shut their business down?
I don't really know what their main incentive is, but yeah, they're going against the big ones, and it's really up in the air now. You go on the forums and people really aren't sure whether they should start pulling their money or attempting to or what.
The sites themselves are actually holding cash for people?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know exactly how that works. I think they probably contract with someone else to hold some of the money, so it's really up in the air where exactly the money is.
But we're certain, though, that money was taken forcibly from the people who signed up to gamble, right? So the government's really protecting those people. Isn't that right?
Well, your sarcasm is very obvious, but it's unbelievable. These people that sit at home and want to pass the time playing online games are not hurting anyone, and now they are possibly going to lose a lot of money and possibly their hobby and even more if the U.S. Shuts these sites down completely.
That's horrible. I know that it was a few years ago where they passed some kind of law that essentially said that it was illegal for any financial institutions to essentially assist people. So, like, if a credit card in the United States was being used on one of these sites, that would be a violation. The credit card company would essentially be violating this law. And so they were using the financial providers of the U.S. banks and credit card companies to try to stop the online gambling sites. There ended up being a number of ways around that. And now you're saying they're actually cracking down directly against the site operators.
And that's what they're citing in these arrests. They're saying, well, you guys purposely tried to get around our law, so now we're going to charge you with fraud and money laundering. So it's really complicated right now, and people aren't really sure what to think, but it is a big deal
in
the online gambling community.
It's horrible. And really, it's just, again, about a protection racket, isn't it? I mean, it's essentially the government saying that, well, we'll allow some people to do gambling, like in these big casinos in certain places where we approve those things happening. But these online folks, well, we just can't handle those people being around because it's competing with our existing physical locations where people can go to that we have total control over. And online, we can't have much control at all, so we'll just go ahead and attack their domain names and then arrest the operators, and that should scare them off. You think this is going to stop people from gambling online, Ryder?
Oh, of course not. I went to betus.com. That's still up. I was still able to download the PokerStars executable, but I couldn't download the full Tilt one. So I'm not sure. Maybe it's in the process of being taken down or what. But the worst part is, even if it does come back, if online gambling does come back to being quote-unquote legal, you can be rest assured the federal government's going to want a tax cut out of it.
Sure they will.
There's going to be all sorts of hoops you have to jump through to put money in and then take money out, and it's really upsetting and going to be a burden on the entire industry.
It's horrible.
Are there any online gambling sites that are running on Bitcoin? That might be a possible option.
I have no idea about that.
Something to think about. I mean, if you've got any connections. Anyway, yeah, anything else you want to share on this?
That's it. It's pretty upsetting, though, and it's big news.
Thanks for sharing
that.
Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate the update tonight on the online gambling scene as a crackdown is imminent. The domain name warning here when you go to ultimatebet.com. This domain name has been seized by the FBI pursuant to an arrest warrant in REM, whatever that means, obtained by the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District in New York, etc., etc., conducting, financing, managing, supervising, directing, or owning all or part of an illegal gambling business is a federal crime. For persons engaged in the business of betting or wagering, it is also a federal crime to knowingly accept in connection with the participation of another person in unlawful internet gambling, credit, electronic fund transfers or checks. So A, you've broken a law by doing an illegal gambling business. B, you've broken their statutes by but you've broken their statutes by accepting any kind of electronic fund transfer, etc., check, etc., in the purpose of gambling. And they say that violations of these laws carry criminal penalties of up to 5 years imprisonment and a fine of up to $250,000. Properties, including domain names used in violation of the provisions of this code are or involved in money laundering transactions, are subject to forfeiture to the United States. And that means to the United States federal government. So they are going to take these men. They're going to attempt to put them in prison for 5 years.
People.
They're
who knows whether there's women involved?
Good point.
Thank you.
They are going to take these people. They're going to try to put them in prison for 5 years, take $250,000 from each of them personally, perhaps, and also forfeit every single dollar. That's what Ryder was concerned with. He and the other players who have put money into these websites to have kind of a till, of something to which they can reach in, buy some more chips with, and cash their winnings out with, those, who knows how much money they're sitting on. I mean, this could be millions and millions of dollars. These are the top two and three websites.
Right. This is the government waited until these businesses had a chance to build up because they, you know, when they passed this law, I think it was back in 2004 or something like that.
A few years back.
You know, these sites were much smaller. They waited until they got nice and big so they could proper for the plucking.
It's sick.
It is.
But what do you do about it?
I don't know. What is a person to do about it?
Secession. That's the only answer here.
Getting out
from under the thumb of the federal government.
Nullification is just as good of an answer if some of these things are going on in your particular state. You can tell the troopers in your state, look, don't let these fibbies in here to enforce this. In this state, gambling's legal.
1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, as long as the ISP is willing to also stand up against the feds, because that's what you're really dealing with here.
It's the ISP that's housed in the same state, or another state that's willing to stand up.
Right, well, and they would also have to not be, you know, paying federal taxes or doing anything regarding the feds. So it would have to be a total nullification, Mark, therefore a secession. Mm. So if...
Nullification, I don't see how you'd have to necessarily...
If you're dealing with the federal government, if you're running a business that is filing federal forms with the federal government, you are a part of their operation.
The federal government's going to leave alone the state where they say, look, you know, the federal government does what the federal government always does. It picks the low-hanging fruit. You make it so your fruit doesn't hang low, you'll be fine.
Great. So I hope that you'll maybe get in touch with the representatives and try to legalize gambling.
I think we're ways off of that. I'd like to see New Hampshire legalize gambling, but we're way off.
I wonder if there's a way around it by having the online gambling site located on an Indian reservation.
Or other countries. There's that,
yep,
too.
Yeah, there you go.
So there are always going to be ways.
Yourself.
There are always going to be ways around it. There's no doubt about that. But right now, millions likely, hundreds of thousands perhaps, gamblers online have their money that is now going to be in the hands of the federal government. That's a big deal. And these poor bastards are going to probably end up in federal prison. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi,
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and the features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download, at least until the federal government threatens our hosting providers and takes us offline, like they did with these gambling sites. But you can go click and download as many Free Talk Live episodes going all the way back to late 2006 as you want, right there at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win. You can't just wander into court one day and expect everything to be taken care of. There's motions to be filed beforehand, discovery to be made, all kinds of things that you need to do and need to know about. And it's not going to go very well for you if it doesn't. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy. The average 8th grader could go through their complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It's a course that I've taken myself. I purchased the course. I think it's fantastic. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so a little bit more here, and then your phone calls about what you want. More detail on this gambling crackdown. Ryder called a few moments ago to give us a heads up where the top three internet poker companies have been shut down. And the news is all over the place.
Are they shut down, or the domain is... Can you explain that to me? Because sometimes I don't really understand the domain.
They likely went to the domain name service, and they jacked the domain name. So like freetalklive.com, they can just go to the Internick folks or whatever their name, whatever the ICANN, I think is what it is.
So it prevents anyone from being able to actually locate the site.
When you go there, it's a big warning from the FBI. So you can go to...
skip this icon for you to click?
No, it's gone. It's completely gone. According to the news report over at CNET.com, several founders of the largest three internet poker companies doing business in the U.S. have been arrested as part of an indictment that includes charges of bank fraud, money laundering, and other online gambling-related offenses, according to the U.S. attorney, Genital. The three offshore companies... Now, this is an interesting detail because... I was suggesting, well, maybe secession would help solve this problem. Well, apparently not, because all three of these companies that have been cracked down on and shut down entirely were located offshore, which is just absolutely outrageous. It essentially means that the United States
government doesn't have...
There are no borders.
No borders.
Not for them.
The hegemony of the U.S. federal government is all over the place, and right. It is just reaching into other countries' business at this point.
Yeah, and I want you to try to imagine for a second Antigua's cops coming into the United States and shutting down a business here in the United States because they felt that for whatever reason they were violating their laws. Try to imagine this.
The three offshore companies, Poker Stars, Full Tilt Poker, and Absolute Poker, are accused of circumventing a U.S. law from 2006 that prohibits transactions from financial institutions to gambling sites. Prosecutors say they allegedly tricked U.S. banks and credit card issuers into processing billions of dollars in transactions that appeared to be legitimate sales on hundreds of fake online retail sites purportedly selling jewelry and golf balls. One-third of the money allegedly went directly to the poker companies as revenue through a fee charged to players on each poker hand played, according to the indictment. After U.S. banks and financial institutions detected fraudulent bank accounts and shut them down, the defendants allegedly paid a few small, financially troubled banks money as investments in return for processing the payments. Pretty smart. The details allegedly included a $10 million investment in private Utah bank that gave the poker companies more than a 30% ownership stake. The indictment and civil lawsuit seek at least $3 billion in money laundering penalties and forfeiture from the defendants. Remember, they've seized all of their bank accounts. The federal court issued a restraining order on 76 bank accounts in 14 countries and seized five
computers.
Oh my gosh,
are nothing but fundraizers.
Wow.
It's nice that we don't have a lot of money.
The federal government is in a pickle right now as far as the money goes, and that's what they're after. They're just after the money.
14 countries is where these 76 bank accounts are located, and they've seized five internet domain names allegedly used for operating the games. Two of the 11 defendants were arrested this morning in Utah and Nevada, and authorities are looking for the other some who may be in other countries. Restraining orders were issued against more than 75 bank accounts, etc. So there you have it. We'll keep you up to date as this develops here.
So that money, the billions of dollars that they're seeking, is going to go to...
The government.
The government.
Yeah.
And then the banks who allow these transactions... They'll be shut down, or they're going to receive more money through some kind of bailout. And
these are struggling banks that they're more than likely just going to shut them down.
Okay, so then the mom and dad who have their their money in a savings account in those banks, they're going to lose their money.
No, that's not likely. It's likely the so-called FDIC will protect those accounts and transfer them to other banks. When a bank gets shut down, their accounts usually get shuffled over to another bank.
I'm just trying to make the point about how this trickle-down is going to affect you and me as we're trying to make transactions and things.
Probably
bank,
not.
Bank fees are going to increase, et cetera.
Yeah, you're really only talking about a few banks. So this is probably not going to affect you and I directly unless you and I are internet gamblers. However, I'm not an internet gambler, but I do care about freedom. Mm-hmm. And so I am very interested in what happens here. And I hope that there's some way to restore freedom to the internet gambling world.
It will affect the marketplace. I mean, because it's difficult to do business, that gives room to other businesses to increase their prices. So, I mean, the competition is limited. So, I mean, it will, but I think we're only talking about pennies.
Let's continue here. We'll take your phone calls. You're certainly welcome to comment. Maybe you agree with this crackdown. Maybe you think this is good news. You think that these people should have all of their accounts frozen and all of the money that's in it stolen by the federal government, confiscated. If you're one of those people, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Or maybe you are an internet gambler and you've got some additional thoughts. You're certainly welcome to share them with us. In the meantime, we go to your calls about anything. Mel is listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Mel.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Mel?
I'd like to preface something and say, I'm a lifelong conservative, been listening to you guys off and on for a long time as I could get you. And now that we have you locally, I listen to you more often.
Excellent.
And whether I agree or disagree, I always find your program extremely enjoyable and thought provoking.
I appreciate that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
The anti-smoking, legislation that's going, state to state. Seems to me that the same group of people are just traveling around making an industry of banning smoking everywhere in public places. In regards to the temporary compromises or partial compromises, it always seems to come back around for a full and complete ban on any kind of smoking.
Is there something being proposed in the Indiana area these days on that?
Actually, it just got shut down in the state house.
Really?
It did not go any further than the total smoking ban because it was everything or nothing was the approach, and we'd already reached a compromise in at least Marion County, Indianapolis area about no smoking in restaurants, bars and taverns for over 21, and smoking-based establishments, tobacco shops, et cetera, were exempt.
But they weren't willing to accept the compromise?
No, they were at the time, and then they came back around 2 or 3 years later. This isn't good enough anymore. We have to go for all of it.
I'd like to get more detail from you, so if you can hang with us, we'll bring you back here in a moment at 800-259-9231. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind, especially if you're for the smoking bans. Certainly there are plenty of people who are. It's Free Talk Live.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem for the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. Ravelyn. Ravelin.com. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled ORGANICA-seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those. Freetalklive.com. Those features there, by the way, include our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Silver, $43 an ounce. It is going up. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live, you know we've been talking about buying silver and gold. And, you know, honestly, platinum, too. I think that metals right now...
Is that on the way up as well?
Actually, platinum's kind of languishing right now. And
so I won't sell my wedding rings yet.
I think I might be becoming a platinum fan, too.
Really?
Just because of that. All the rest of the metals are going up. It hasn't yet. Seems like it's poised to. Just, hey, look, it's just a guy who pays a little bit of attention here, giving his suggestions. As a matter of fact, I talked to Ted at Midas Resources. It was either today or yesterday. I can't remember. It all just flies by. My life is just such a wonderful dream. It just flies by. But I talked to him yesterday. He said he could get
platinum. Stop skipping in the studio, Mark. Come on.
It's the flowers in my hair that they really go with what I'm
about wearing. That complaint that the guy had on the Free Talk Live BBS a little while back about his delivery taking too long? He was very upset.
Yep. Once he gave me enough information, I gave it to Ted. Once Ted had enough information, he dealt with it right on the phone with me. Mm-hmm. It hadn't gotten shipped out as quickly as the guy would have liked to. It's hard to say what happened, right? Like maybe it was sitting around on the table too long. Who knows? You know, when it's the first complaint we've had in the couple of years that we've been doing this, and I think that speaks well.
And did the business obviously made good?
Yep.
And
the gentleman said he's not so outraged that this can't be salvaged or mm-hmm. anything like that. He was just having an issue, and I'm glad that it was taken care of. But this is the kind of customer service that we demand for our customers, our listeners, and Midas Resources delivers it. I'm going to keep on top of it and make sure that everything goes as well as I have imagined here. But I don't see any problem. Whenever I've ordered, I've gotten my stuff quickly. You?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you consider quickly for the gold and silver business. It's my understanding a lot of companies don't even have the product in stock. So waits are fairly common from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm not going to say it's quick. I don't think it's quick. I think it takes time, but you get a good price.
A few weeks, and it's, if you build the proper expectation, and it comes in the proper amount of time, then you're not going to have any problem.
Yeah.
If you tell a customer it's going to be 3 to 4 weeks, it should be 3 to 4 weeks. Otherwise, you're going to have a customer that's upset. And I think that that's what happened in this circumstance, that it took longer than the expectation was that it was going to happen. I don't, I wasn't there for all of it. I can only say, hey, we got to get the guy his stuff. Hopefully Midas is fulfilling, I believe it is, otherwise fulfilling its what it promises to customers.
Yeah, I expect to wait a while because I'm getting what I consider to be a fairly good deal. I mean, I've looked around, and Midas, as I said, I bought the dimes recently, what they call the survival bag of dimes.
I didn't get to see it when you had
it. Hasn't come here yet, so it's going to take some time, but I understand that going into it. I could not find 1,000 dimes on. You suggested maybe there was another site I should check, and I went and I took a look at it. But Midas had a beat on the price, and they had the quantity as well. Midas, the other guys only had like 400 in stock for the entire business.
And the other thing is, Midas is a Better Business Bureau member and has an A+ rating there, so you don't get that by just kind of
effing around with your customers.
You don't, right?
And how many businesses can you call up? Like, how many of these big gold businesses that you hear on the radio and like other big talk shows, how many of them can you call up and talk to the CEO?
I don't know.
Because it's not hard to get Ted Anderson on the phone. That's all I'm saying.
Might be easier for us. We work for him.
He's right there on their phone tree, man. You can just dial up the Midas number and talk to him. I mean,
I like his cell phone number, so I don't know.
Well, that's not there, but his office number is, and so I think that's pretty accessible.
Also, lots of listeners that purchase through them recommend them. I've just got a guy here that's listening right now, IMing me and saying, "Hey, I'm an FTL listener, and I recommend them."
Right. So you go through Midas at silver.freetalklive.com. You'll likely get a great deal. Go ahead, price around, make sure.
Yep.
And the product is going to come to you just as long as you're patient with it. It will come because Ted has always fulfilled his deals with me, and like you said, it was a first complaint we've ever heard of.
There might have been one other situation maybe a year or so back, but it got handled quickly and it was just poof, and gone. But I can't remember for sure.
So go to silver.freetalklive.com. You order your silver and gold through that link, and also Free Talk Live benefits as well because your Midas is actually cutting us a portion of the sale, very small portion of the sale, and Midas actually is the company that is behind GCN, which is the network that helps distribute this program to the 90-plus great radio stations and XM satellite radio and et cetera. So let's get back to Mel listening to WXNT in Indianapolis as we kind of sideline there for the gold and silver. But Mel, you've been talking about the smoking ban, the smoke Nazis there in Indiana. They're proposing yet another step. I was a little unclear as to what you were saying before, though. Is there already a smoking ban in place statewide in bars and restaurants?
For the most part, there is a partial ban, mostly in restaurants. There are exceptions. There was a negotiated exception. So, state and municipal properties, is there a complete smoking ban, of course, and there's a partial ban. You can go into bars that cater to only 21 and older, and their primary business is liquor and nightclubs, then you can smoke. And then tobacco-based businesses, say, like the cigar store where I go, they have a lounge, and you can sit and smoke in there.
But did you say it was all restaurants that it's banned from?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not as draconian as the Florida one, which we encountered almost a decade ago when we first started up this show, where they completely banned it from, I think it was all restaurants and bars.
Florida's less draconian than this
really?
than New Hampshire's. Florida, you could, if you had a freestanding bar that didn't serve 10% of its amount in food or something like that, they had some kind of stipulations, you could still smoke there. Mm. I was really surprised. I went through, I think it was either South Carolina or North Carolina, on a drive recently with my wife, and we stopped off in a restaurant. We were on the road, just stopped off at a restaurant someplace and to get some food, and they said smoking or not. And I'm like, what? I was so stunned. Yep. They had a smoking section.
Nashville, Tennessee has a really cool thing on Broadway where all the honky-tonks are. Half of, on one side of the street is smoking, and on the other side it's not.
That's
and the
just on its own.
Right. And that way
the market decided that is
exactly.
What you're saying.
Exactly.
That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But now you're saying they're proposing a total smoking ban from all business?
Yes, and it got shut down. It got shot down, and they said, okay, we'll be back.
I bet they will.
And And you know, I can see, you know, the American Cancer Society was involved. And I had two questions when I called in on the local radio station on Abdul in the morning. And I said, you know, if you're so worried about this, why don't you go after making tobacco illegal rather than restricting rights? If it's such a bad
product, that would restrict the rights of the manufacturers of the tobacco as well. I mean, you're not serious.
Impossible. They're not going to kill the cash cow.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And it seems to me that there's this entire group that goes from state to state to state, and they've created this entire industry based on this.
Sure, and once they have success in one state, it's easier for them to have success in the others because they can just point over there and they can say, look, here's the legislation, it's already been written for you, just plug this in and make it happen. And then they just look to the other states and they say, well, if they're getting away with it, and we can get away with it here.
Yeah,
and
they're standing
spreads.
Precedence. And and the other point I try and make with people, I don't smoke cigarettes. I have an occasional cigar. But my whole point here is that it's not about cigarettes. I said, next it'll be fatty foods. What you can fry in, then how much salt.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And it'll be just like New York.
Right, no doubt about it.
This is the first step.
And that's why it's easy. That's why these things get through, is that so many people dislike smoking. I don't like the idea of smelling cigarette smoke when I eat my food. And people will, you know, their mind will flash back to a distasteful situation where they had cigarette smoke, you know, waft in front of them while they're trying to stick a cheeseburger in their face or whatever they're doing. And they say, that needs to be stopped. So you have a situation where, you know, 80% of the population doesn't smoke, 20% of the population does, and most of that population a little younger, usually, anyway, so they don't get out and vote. It's just an easy thing. The smoking ban passed 70-30 in Florida.
Yeah, and you're not exaggerating either when you're talking about fatty foods or whatever other nanny state stuff that
raw
will be coming
milk.
Down the pipe. Hey, thank you, Mel, for the call and the patience and the time tonight. I appreciate your thoughts.
Thanks very much, guys.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And he's right. They will come back. And they'll keep coming back again and again and again until they finally get their way. More coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. Of course, as long as you're going to obey it, then they'll keep doing it.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can, of course, support this program in a variety of different ways. One of them is by going to promote.freetalklive.com, where you will encounter various different things like web banners and graphics, to real-life flyers and business cards you can print out and distribute to promote Free Talk Live. Get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn how. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Artie is listening in Ohio. Artie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
It's great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I come across you guys last night. I listened to one of your earlier episodes, and
I thought
it was pretty awesome, actually.
How did you find the show?
Actually, I was looking up a song, the original Heavy Metal, the song Heavy Metal that Sammy Hagar did a remake on, and I decided I'll go ahead and look up the movie Heavy Metal, and then I found out they're going to do a new version, and somehow, I don't know how, but you guys popped on one of the sites that I went to.
Huh.
How weird.
The internet is an amazing place.
So you guys are a part of a cult cartoon from Canada. Just know that.
I'm for that.
Very cool.
We're all a bunch of purple dorks.
Yeah, well,
you know, dork is a whale's penis, so you speak for yourself.
Okay.
You know what? Whales don't have no problem with it.
All right, so what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what. I called earlier on in the show. I got disconnected, unfortunately. But
sorry.
The reason why I called is you guys were talking about the criminal justice system. Well,
yes.
I'll tell you something. The one thing that I mean, it's abundantly clear, the one thing about our criminal justice system is there is nothing, and I mean nothing, for the victims. Again, I'll give you a case in point, true story. My wife and I are dealing with it right now. My one-year-old grandson was abused by the ex-girlfriend of my son. She had gotten herself a new boyfriend. And because of that, I guess he was 40 years old, which almost 20 years her elder. Not as old as I am, but, you know, old. Okay. He broke his leg. He broke his arm.
Good.
He broke his ribs. He fractured his skull. He punched him so hard that his spleen came back abnormal and his appendix. Okay.
And he's a year old?
1 year old.
Oh.
This is the state of Ohio. And this is how the law is. In the state of Ohio, because he's under 4 years old. In other words, if 3 and under, basically you can beat the crap out of kids all you want, and that's okay. And I'm going to tell you why I say that, because this is how the law is written. Because of his age, he has no say-so in the court of law. None. So when we got to make an impact statement, let me rewind a little bit. This guy is an attorney, which I call it all attorneys paid liars. The bottom line is everybody can say what they want about the lawyer's profession. To me, it's not a profession. It's literally paid liars.
Well, that's how we pronounce it down in the South. That's what they call them. They call them liars.
Yeah, well, I told the judge that. She disagreed with me until I corrected her when I said it's real simple. There is, you know, there's a prosecutor's version of the truth, there's a lawyer's version of the truth, and then there's the actual truth. Mm-hmm. There is no version. When you're paid to give a version, you're a liar. It's that simple.
All right. So what does it say there?
Well, I asked the judge, I said, who in this courtroom represents my grandson? Because he's 1 year old and he was not allowed to give his, I guess the feeling is, or the thought behind the law is, because he can't effectively talk and describe at that age. Okay, fine. Then who represents my grandson? That's all I wanted to know. And she said, well, you guys are here, and that's great. But we were not privy to anything they had already prior agreed on. The first prosecutor had agreed to allow him out of four felonies and allowed him to plead guilty to two heavy-dose misdemeanors, whatever you call that. In Ohio, heavy-dose misdemeanor only carries a sentence of 6 months in jail, $1,000 fine, and whatever other little minuscule things they want to tack on, like treatment or whatever.
And more importantly, no money to the victim, right?
Well, yeah, there's no money to the victim.
You know, that goes in contrast, because we were talking to the filmmaker earlier of, I guess, the documentary that she wants to make on this issue, and she didn't seem too clear on whether or not the money that was being fined from people was actually going to the state or going to victims. And it seems to me that more often than not, any money that is being forfeited is going straight into the state's coffers,
yeah,
not the victims. That's been my observation, and it seems like it's yours.
Well, here's the thing. There are certain, and again, this is state depending. Okay, what there are is there's victims programs where a state program will pay a victim for the crime they endured, and then they go after the perpetrator.
Right. Well, they won't so much as pay them as they'll help them with rehabilitation and things like that. So
well,
if they hospital
I'm
bills,
sorry.
And stuff,
go
right?
Ahead. I'm sorry.
Isn't that so? Isn't that your experience that state programs will pay people, you know, not pay them, but give them money in order to, you know, get hospital stuff taken care of or psychological things taken care of?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Who paid the medical bills?
Well, one case in point is, you know, well, it was a friend of mine. He was actually a very good friend of mine, and he was killed over Busch beer at night working at a convenience store. In the daytime, he was working to be a firefighter. His wife received $100,000 from the state of Ohio, and this happened down in Florida because the residency had not changed to Florida yet.
Did she get?
She was just simply paid, and her kids are paid, and she was paid until she remarries from the state of Ohio continuously. So, you know, that's just one way of looking at it. Anyway, the judge went ahead and the first sentencing, when your witness is only basically allowed, there's only two times a witness is allowed to say anything, okay, or the victim is allowed to say anything, in our case, on behalf of the victim. And that is, if they're called to testify, which in this case, because of the plea bargain, that the first prosecutor had settled and worked out this deal with his paid liar, There was no hearing. There was no court.
Right. It was just a plea bargain.
Yeah. I mean, so there's nobody gets to say anything on behalf of this victim.
Yeah. It's a tragic. It's just so tragic. This happens all the time. Mark, you've mentioned many times that the idea of a plea bargain is just an insult to the concept of justice in the first place.
There is the only person that a plea bargain benefits is a guilty person and a prosecutor,
not the victim.
Exactly right.
And we pay the prosecutor to do the job.
Well, thank you for
That's
the call
right.
tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I'm sorry to hear about that story because it's just awful. It's horrifying.
It is.
1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. Craig is in California. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Back in the 90s, I kind of did what I think Wesley Snipes got in trouble for, and just filed zero income.
Mm-hmm.
Don't contract with those people.
What do you mean by that,
Michelle? Yeah, so
don't file in the first place.
Pardon me?
Don't file in the first place. Don't contract. You don't owe anything. You're not a slave.
Anyway, go ahead with your story.
Yeah, I know that, and I'm trying to get information out of how you guys do it. I mean, I learned all about the... you know, the, I don't know, the corruption that goes on in the IRS.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark pays taxes, so he doesn't do anything.
I don't pay taxes. I fill out the forms. The fact is that most people in the United States don't actually pay income tax.
You go through the you jump through the hoops.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking how to not jump through the hoops anymore?
He files income tax and he just doesn't pay it?
No, what I'm telling you is that I, you know, most families in America just don't have to pay taxes. I think you have to make like $60,000 a year, $70,000, $80,000 a year. I don't know what it is, but it depends on different people and what your write-offs are and things like that. But I haven't paid more than $2,000 in taxes over the past 5 or 6 years together.
So you are paying taxes?
I do that too, but I'm just kind of curious about how you're, like, for instance, Michelle just says she just doesn't file.
Yeah, I don't do that either. I'm with Michelle. I do not send
Dean
their paperwork.
Dean and I are together.
Yeah.
And aren't you concerned about them seizing your bank accounts or anything
like
that?
Well, it's always a risk. But
I dumped a six-figure trading account a year ago when it was levied because I figured I would rather see it go to zero than have the government take it and use that money to extort
people
from it. I took it down to zero. I had 100% losing trades after having 60% winning trades in my account for 5 years in a row. Yeah, I'm really good at that.
So wait, you took the money out of the account?
No, I took losses.
Scuttled it.
I don't understand what that means.
She gave up intentionally.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Intentionally made bad investments.
I've heard her say that. I've heard her say that before, and I don't quite understand it. And, you know, I was motivated to fight the IRS until I...
Why do you want to fight them? Because why do you even want to exert that energy? Either you have to decide for yourself, are you a free person or not?
No,
and if you
that,
are, act accordingly.
Back in the 90s when I was doing it, I was motivated to fight them. And then I just gave up because I just found it impossible to fight them. But now that I'm listening to you, I'm curious about your strategies.
All right, we'll come back with more. We can talk about it in a moment here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. I have no strategy.
Strategy?
It's Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.